Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Highfalutin Ski Bum Podcast. Oh, hear that music? That's right.
I'm liking that music
today. We got some intro music today, because we all fancy like that.
Going high tech.
That's right.
Got music, we got a microphone.
That's right, music and a microphone, so hopefully things are getting a little more professional.
A snowball microphone.
A snowball microphone. So today, here we are, podcast number four. I am your esteemed host, Brian, and with me today is Mario.
Hello, everybody.
As always, party on, Mario.
Oh, yeah. Party on, Mario.
It's just the two of us today, again. You know, life happens, so it's just the two of us. Some important information. You can find us on Facebook/Highfalutin Ski Bum, Twitter, Ski Bum Podcast, and if you want to email us, skibumpodcast@gmail.com. So, Mario, today, what are you drinking?
Oogah! Let's go for the weekly flavor.
Weekly flavor.
So, weekly flavor for me today. Since we're getting, you know, here, we're in Jersey, it's getting a little warmer. Figure, getting ready for spring. Thus the topic today, spring skiing. But that's when we start looking at little wine. Start changing it up. Had a lot of beer. I'm doing a little wine today. Chardonnay. Chateau San Michel. Indian Wells. Pretty good stuff.
Very nice. Very nice.
How about you, Brian?
Today, I'm keeping it Vermont. You know, Vermont's been very good to us this year. Had a great ski season. Not saying it's over. Just saying. It's been great so far. Have a little bit of Whistle Pig rye whiskey right now.
Woo, Whistle Pig.
The special Vermont edition. The 102 for the 802. So, I had a little bit of a rough weekend. Not because I drank too much. Because of a stomach bug I came up with. So I didn't really get to partake in too many libations.
I wish it was because you drank too much. Then we'd have some stories.
I wish too. No, it was the opposite of that. It was just pure misery, and it was funny. We skied a little bit on Saturday, and I stopped around noon, and all I could think about was how much my stomach hurt hitting every bump, and it was sloppy snow.
Dude, you didn't look good at all.
It was sloppy, sloppy everything. And all I could think of was, so imagine if I broke my femur skiing, and I'm on the table, and they want to fix me up, and I just have diarrhea the whole time. They're probably like, you know what? Screw this guy. Let him just, you know.
I was like, he's going to hit a bump and just shit himself.
He's going to be like a pirate. He's going to be like a pirate, and I'll just tie, cut his leg off, like, and give him a peg, and screw him. So
going down in the sled with the...
I couldn't control it. I probably would have. I would have probably crapped myself repeatedly.
That was rough.
So,
and it's bump season, so.
Oh, it is bump season. It's yellow snow season.
Not hitting bumps is tough.
And yellow snow is bad, but this kind of yellow snow is even worse.
Yeah, I stayed away. I don't want to catch what you have.
Yeah, apparently we're going on at work, so. But we're past it now. We're moving on. We're having some Whistle Pig. We're podcasting, so everything is all good in the universe. So, Mario, you mentioned our topic today, spring skiing. So what is meant exactly by spring skiing?
Yeah, so I think, it means something to everyone differently. Like, I think of spring skiing, I think, the end of the season. I'm not a huge spring skiing fan. I like skiing in the cold. There are some people that like skiing in the warm weather, which is this time of year, they like it. But I think, you know, I mean, what does it mean to you? It means something to everybody I talk to.
It means to me the start of depression season, actually. and, you know, we kind of talked about this before, but last year I was on a lift with a guy at Mount Snow. It was probably mid-March. And, you know, you just start up conversations, chat with people. And the guy's like, yeah, he's like, I don't even get started skiing until, like, mid-March. And I'm like, all right, that's weird. Because you think, you know, the best snow is usually cold. Last time I checked.
See, I don't understand that whole thinking.
That's like, again, it's like,
wait till the end of the season. But I guess different strokes for different folks, right? I
mean, that's why they have 8 million kinds of skis. Different people like different things. That's like, but to me, that's like saying, I love playing basketball, but I only play outside in the rain.
Yeah.
You know, so, but hey, whatever.
I mean, I've heard different things. Some people say once it hits a certain month or a certain temperature. I think also, too, I mean, you know, seeing the last few weeks that we've been skiing, a lot of it, I think, depends, too, on, like, spring breaks and vacations, which I totally forget about. And then I'm like, holy crap, it's, you know, already spring break for some people.
Yeah, last couple weekends there's been, you know, college spring break, and then I guess a lot of the grade schools and high schools, they're off now because they're usually around Easter time.
Yeah.
And again, it really depends, again, like I said, where you are geographically, what kind of snow you're going to have. I mean, there's been years, there was a year a couple years ago where we were at Mount Snow in the middle, early middle of March, and with every run of the lift, we saw more and more earth because it was still lousy winter, multiple 60-degree days, and rain. Spring skiing was in early March. Well, this year, I mean, it's still, you know, mid-April, and there's still some decent conditions out there.
A lot of years we usually get a late dump, and I was hoping for it, but I'm kind of thinking now that it might not come.
Well, the problem is, they're saying they get a little bit up in Vermont right now. Mount Washington got 2 feet of snow in New Hampshire. And granted, that's a lot, you know, elevation is a lot higher. It's, you know, some of the worst weather on the planet.
Ishgill,
we
saw it at like 5 feet.
Ishgill, Austria is getting pounded right now. All the Alps, I think, are getting pounded.
We went there this year, and now we're, you know, one of our friends has the tracker, the snow tracker.
Which one is it? Do you know which one she uses?
I'm not sure which one she uses, but it's depressing when she starts sending out, like, look, they got, like, another, like, half a foot today or, you know, 12 inches and 20 inches. It's just crazy.
Yeah. Well, that's another potential podcast later telling you guys our tales of Ishgill, Austria, which is a, if you haven't heard of it, like a lot of people haven't, it is a wonderful, magical place that more people actually probably shouldn't hear about because they'll just ruin it.
Yeah, it's like a hidden gem. If a lot of people hear of it, maybe there are more girls that'll go there.
It's a hidden gem, but every European knows about it.
European men.
European men know all about Ishgill, especially in costumes.
All right, so spring skiing, one of the things that I was thinking about, like, let's go through likes and dislikes. You know, like it, hate it. What do you like about it?
Well, the one nice thing about it is you do get a longer ski day in. A lot of places do keep their lift lines open longer. Instead of maybe 4 o'clock, they'll run them till 5 or so, which is cool. That's definitely a positive to me.
You'll get brutal frostbite, right? Like we were out skiing in negative degrees temperature.
Yeah.
With the wind, and it was pretty brutal at parts of the year. So I guess, you know, the warmer weather is nice.
Yeah, and you know what? The actual conditions for skiing are never going to be as good in the spring. But I think the atmosphere and kind of it's a little more fun, laid back. There's, you know, there's more to just almost like things you would do at the beach, you can do at the mountain.
Yeah.
You know, if you want to chill, hang out, have a couple drinks, just chat, listen to music. There's a lot of that going on, which is cool. So you get your runs in early in the morning when things are still a little bit cool. You get out there, have some fun.
It's kind of like an earlier day, hit the bar a little bit early, hang out with friends, you know, make contact with more friends. It's kind of just wrapping up. It's kind of like you said, that feel is kind of nice.
Yeah. You know what it's almost like? It's almost like senior week in college, you know? Your exams are done. You know, you've worked hard. You've done everything you've had to do. And now it's kind of like that week to chill before graduation.
Just chill out and relax, yeah.
There's a lot to that, I think.
I get that.
How about you? What are some of your likes and about
There's not a lot I like about it. I kind of agree with you. Like I said, I'm a purist. I like cold weather. You know, I don't care if it's windy, cold. You just bundle up. As long as they got good conditions. I mean, that leads to my lot of hates that I have about
it. Bring them on.
So, slush, mashed potatoes. I don't like any of that. I mean, it just gets sloppy and nasty out there. One of the likes I could put on the like column talking about slush and soft conditions, bumps. This is bump season. So that is nice about it.
And it's a good thing, too, if you're not as comfortable on the bumps. You know, they're going to be softer. They're going to be slower. You can kind of practice with them, get a better feel.
Yeah.
We were up there, you know, like I said, at Killington this past weekend, and there's some good runs up there that have plenty of bumps and that you can really start getting your technique down at the end of the season, just in time for summer, when you can't practice and you can get rusty to start all over again in November.
Well, probably is a good time for, like, a beginner to start. Like, we saw a lot of people learning how to ski. And I guess it's not too bad because it's not too cold, so they don't freeze all day. It is slower because, like, slushier and, you know, conditions.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess if you're learning, it probably is a better time to learn.
Yeah, that's a good point. I never really thought of it that way as being a positive for new people getting involved. You don't have that
Not
that
as crowded fear either, right?
You know what? It was pretty crowded. I was surprised. I mean, with the spring breaks, you know, you get a ton of people. You know, tons of schools are off. And I know up at Killington, they had some sort of British week, English week, tons of British folks were there. I don't know if
everybody's saying, yeah, baby.
Sort of. but yeah, they do different events to get people up in the mountains.
Fancy going the gondola.
Go to save the queen. Queen of the moguls.
Keep it.
Jolly good, sir. But yeah, so there is a lot of, you know, I was surprised how many new, you know, new skiers, inexperienced people taking lessons.
A lot of lessons
there
going.
Were, yeah. I mean, which it does make sense because a lot of kids are off and you can get them started and they're not freezing.
They did have the Mogul School 2 weeks ago, which was Donna Weinberg was there.
That was really cool.
That was pretty neat. She was.
Well, not
of course, we didn't see her, but.
Yeah, well, we don't know if we didn't see her because it was cold and she was bundled up.
That's true. It was.
And it was one of those things, like, we were, it was almost like in like the movie Bridesmaids, where the two girls are at the park watching the guy do the CrossFit class behind the tree. Like, we didn't want to pay for it, but we were kind of, like, watching what they were doing and trying to do their same moves and the same runs they were doing.
Like, what are they learning?
Not paying the $300 they were paying. But it seemed like it was really cool, really worked. They had some, I guess they were videotaping you, and you could meet Donna, and there was dinner and breakfast, so all kinds of events, so it seemed really cool. But
yeah, I imagine a lot of places have events like that. Check into that.
And that's one of the positives of the spring skiing is that they do a lot of different festivals, you know, more party atmosphere. People can do stuff outside. They can hang out more. It's not going to be 0 degrees. Or people.
Well, there's people, too, that are competing or professionals. Like, this is the wind down to their season, too. Like, they're getting ready to go do something else, off-season training maybe, or go travel or something like that. I mean.
Yeah. Any one thing you can do to enjoy that last little bit of snow, that's what's left, so.
All right, so I don't like the slush. I also don't like the rocks. I don't like the bare spots, the branches, like all that goes with like ruining your skiing over crap. I don't like that.
Terra firma, exposed.
Yeah, that's not fun.
Yeah, especially in like the tree runs. You just start seeing that snow start disappearing now, and all those runs that were so perfect in February are now just becoming the monsters they usually are in the summertime.
Anything else? What else don't you like about?
What else don't I like? I just, the conditions.
I don't like hearing the people say, I don't like skiing except for the spring because it's warmer. It's freaking skiing. You go out, I mean, you want snow, right? I mean, that's kind of what you do.
That's unfortunately the...
So the whining, I would say the whining I don't like.
Yeah, that's the chemistry of it, unfortunately. It's got to be cold for it to be snowy.
And maybe it's just the whining up here. I don't know, maybe people don't whine like that elsewhere.
Oh, people whine everywhere. It's particularly bad up here. So, as you can see, there are lots of positives and negatives to spring skiing. If you were to pull us, we would say there's more negatives, but there's definitely, the mountains find ways for it to be a good time with all these festivals and events, so that people can have a good time, enjoy it, and, you know, make the most of what's left of the season. And, you know, considering this year in New England, it was a great season, people are all pretty, pretty psyched and pretty happy and having a good time and enjoying these events and not being all frustrated and pissed that they had a lousy season. So,
well, one of the cool things about this time of year, which I really haven't experienced a lot of, like, spring skiing. I usually kind of just go into my hermit mode for a little bit, and then I do my biking and stuff like that. But just the talk about, like, so where are we going to go next year? What, you know, what house are you going to do next year? If you're going to do a ski house, what trips are you going to do? So now is, like, when the buzz and the rumors start about what, you know, what you're going to do for next year. So it's kind of cool, like, that conversation I think we have a lot with people.
Yeah, you're holding on to the season before you get distracted for a few months.
But you know it's coming to an end, so you're like starting to think about next season.
Yeah. And while most people are distracted, your good friends Mario and Brian here at the Highfalutin Ski Bum Podcast do not forget about skiing all summer. No, we don't. We just sit inside in the air conditioning and talk about it all summer. And that's what we're going to share with you guys.
Exactly.
That's part of the reason we're doing this stupid podcast. Not even stupid. It's a wonderful, glorious thing. We want to share our love of skiing with you in the summertime. You know, you'll be at the pool, you'll be at the beach, you'll be doing your thing, and we'll still be talking about snow and ice. And we know that's why you guys love us. So don't worry, we got your backs for the summer.
Well, the other thing to watch out for now and through the summer, ski sales, equipment sales.
Ski sales.
I mean, I know you're looking for a jacket. I'm looking, you know, I'm always looking for other stuff. I bought a crap load of stuff the last few weeks.
Oh, I know you have been.
That's how I roll.
Yeah, I've been looking at a new pair of skis or trying to look for a new pair of skis, and it's tough too. Like this time of year, you wanna you have all the good deals going on. You want
50% off skis.
50% off.
I know somebody that's a snowboarder went up last weekend. We skied with him. He was on skis because it's like 50% deal. I can't, you know, 50% off. I gotta get new skis.
That's awesome.
So he just went and bought them. He didn't even demo.
Oh really?
Yeah, he's a good skier and boarder. So
I like it.
He was ready to just go all in.
Yeah, I'm looking for a new pair of skis, and I want a demo. That's the thing. There are good deals, but you still want a demo, and you're like, well, I'm demoing this crap. Is it really the best time to be doing it? But, you know, let's be honest, skis are skis. I know I'm going to get ridiculed and shot for that, but if you can, if you're a good skier, you can make anything work. You read a few reviews, you look for the kind of things that, you know, the width, the type of ski that you're going to be using, optimizing your ski with, you'll make it work, you know?
I know we know demos going. I mean, they still run demo days.
They do. It's just, but the conditions aren't really, you know, ideal for testing. I mean, we know people who have demoed 15 pairs of skis in a weekend, and they're still not happy with them. You know, it's the kind of person they are. I'm the kind of person.
Go all in.
I've demoed this year probably in different places, 3-4 different pairs, and I've been happy with all of them. You know, in one way or another. So you know, you know
what
you want to ski.
When I go, we demoed when we went away. So like, you
both
go
times,
away, yeah.
I like both pairs.
Demo for 3 days to a week, you know, it's great.
Yeah, I know the skis I've been looking at now. Liberty skis, Liberty. Shout out, what's going on? They're out in Colorado, and I saw on their website that they accept Bitcoin, which I think is awesome. that could be a topic for another podcast, but their Helix skis got awesome reviews.
I love my skis from Telluride. Were nice. The Annex.
Yeah, those were 50% off.
The K2 one Annex.
Oh. Yeah.
Well, you even see, like, really good skis, like the demo skis. They'll fit, you know, they fix them all up and everything like that. The only thing about those is usually want to swap out the bindings, but, yeah, some good deals on those skis.
Yeah, and when I was in Telluride, I had those K2 Richters, and I had a blast on those things. Nice. They were a good time. So, K2, we liked your skis. Awesome.
And if you have somebody in your house, in your ski house, that has several pairs of skis and they're not there for one weekend, why not just demo their skis?
Why not?
That works, too.
They're not even going to know.
They're not going to know unless they listen to this podcast and they say, you know, my skis are, you know, a little messed up after that, after that weekend.
Hey, why are those rock marks at the bottom of these skis?
My boots don't fit right in there.
Oops. Oops. So, yeah, so there are great deals in spring, you know, after this time of year for demos, jackets, everything. Everything's on sale right now.
I think about what I got this year. I mean, I started with skis at the beginning of the season. Then near the end of the season, I just went all in. I got a new jacket because I had a mess of skis. I got new poles. I got...
New poles?
Yeah, what else did I get?
You got two pairs of poles.
I did get two pairs of poles this year. I don't know why. I was pole happy.
I don't even recognize you from the beginning of the season. You look like a totally different person.
Well, the last pair of poles were nice. The Leakeys with the little clip grip.
Those are really cool, those new poles you got, yeah.
Your father-in-law got those. That's why I was like, I saw them. I was like, damn, I want to get those poles.
Only ballers apparently get them.
Only ballers.
Only ballers. Lecky. You make baller poles. Boom.
Like those. Yeah, and I had my vocal poles using last week. Those
were good.
Solid.
Those were really good, yeah.
All right.
So, yeah, lots of deals. The problem is, there's lots of deals, but because of what an awesome season it was, there was not a lot of stuff up in the stores. A lot of places are cleaned out.
Well, it's kind of this time you start hitting all the ski shops in that local area.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you got to blanket the area. And you start asking, like, oh, you don't carry Mammut. Who carries Mammut here? Like, because they really do a decent job, I guess, of splitting up where they let people carry their brands.
Yeah, only one or two stores in the town can carry it.
Yeah, I guess it's good for the shops because they're not competing with other
it's
shops.
It's like the mafia almost.
It's like the mafia.
A little bit like that. Oh, you can't have too much Mammut in this town over here.
Whoa, we are from Jersey, so
you're trying
to
carry Mammut? Oh, not in this town. I carry Mammut in this town, not you.
You carry Marmot, not Mammut.
You carry Marmot, I carry Mammut. A little bit like that, yeah.
Yeah, so.
And another crazy thing, too. Again, we're going off topic, but, you know, you guys love that. Looking at skis, you get a lot of the deals on the 2014-2015s, but certain brands already have their 2015-2016s
out.
The Blizzards, they have some.
Dramas, man.
They're new. The new Bonafides are out. Vocal has so the new Mantras out already. So some of these brands already have next year's models out this year.
Kind of makes you mad. I bought this year's model, and then I see next year's model already. I'm like,
yours
man.
Right. You got a whole season already, and yours are the exact same. They just changed the color. But the Bonafides, they put carbon fiber in the tip and the tail. And I got to try those bad boys out because I demoed the ones from last year, and they were nice.
We got to look for that demo day again.
Demo
Kim's
day.
Kim's going to have a free demo day, not sponsored by any shop, and it was just all the vendors came out. It was a lot of fun. We demoed a crap load of skis in.
That was awesome, yeah.
That was during our Ski Bum week that we used our vacation.
That could be that'll be a podcast topic, too, in the summertime. We can reminisce about our Ski Bum week, which actually helped come up with this concept of a podcast. So yes. It'll be like a little...
Many ski days, many days drinking, hanging out, just talking about why don't we do a podcast?
Yeah, that's kind of where it all evolved from. Just us us talking and having an idea and a dream. A dream of bringing this sort of information to you lovely folks in the listening world out there.
But now's the time to start the planning, which I like. Do the planning, like, we got to have a ski bum week, we got to have demo day. Like, you know, that's when you start building your calendar for
next year. You pencil it in now.
Start throwing feelers out there for which good ski houses there are to do, where people are going. Start, you know.
You got a plan.
Because we'll probably do another private trip and a ski club trip, so it's kind of nice.
Yeah, so now's the time to plan. We're going to take a quick little break here and regroup and get back to you in a few, all right? All right, and we're back. Yes, we are back. A couple housekeeping bits here. If you want to find us, you can find these podcasts on SoundCloud. I don't know why I'm telling you this, because if you're listening to this, you've already found it. SoundCloud.com/highfalutin-skibum. Find us on Facebook, Highfalutin Ski Bum. Twitter, Ski Bum Podcast, and Gmail. You can email us at skibumpodcast@gmail.com. So we were talking a little bit about spring skiing, you know, going over what it is, what it's about. Mario, why do you think it is so heavily marketed by a lot of different ski resorts? Because it seems like every one of them makes a big deal or some sort of big event.
Yeah, everywhere you go, like you hear it on the radio, you see it on the internet, you talk to people. I think they market the hell out of a lot of sponsors and stuff, get a lot of benefit from having these really cool events. I mean, you know, we'll talk about events, but like, it's just one of those things they market like, hey, it's spring skiing, you're going spring break, what else are you going to do? If you're not going anywhere else, why not go skiing and do all these cool things? I mean, there's a lot of events going on.
Yeah, I think part of you kind of like hit on that it they take almost the excitement of spring break and kind of dump it into skiing.
Yeah.
You know, make it more of that party atmosphere. And I think one of the things, too, about it is that, you know, if it is a bad ski season, if they haven't made the money they need to make, they set up these events to try to do that kind of last-ditch effort to break even or to get ahead, you know, monetarily so that they can, you know, pay their bills and do their improvements.
Around the East Coast, we had a good season this year, but a lot of seasons, if it's not really good, like you said, you see a lot of hype on, you know, what's going on in spring skiing, come on up just to get that revenue back, which is good.
Yeah, I mean, it's a good alternative too for families who don't want to, you know, fly to Florida or go to Disney World, that they're in New England. They'll just hop their one in the car and take the family up to the mountains, yeah, you know, for a week or for a long weekend. So,
well, marketing wise, I think it's the end of getting the bang for the buck. Like the local shops that are open for just the ski season are getting that last bit of, like, you know, spend, you know, in their stores and for their products. And then I think the big sponsors, like, you get a lot of mountains now that get sponsored by certain beers or certain product lines that are, it's pretty cool. Like, they're finishing up, they're closing out. Like, we sponsor this mountain, we're going to have, like, big events sponsored by us. You know, we've been seeing one of the beer sponsors up where we usually ski, marketing and, you know, sponsoring a tent and sponsoring like all the events are sponsored by them. So
yeah, last big push. So yeah, there's, you know, we kind of mentioned it earlier, but the types of events that they have, that's a big thing. You want to go into
when I think spring skiing, the only thing I think of, that first thing that comes to my mind, you see it everywhere, every TV show, every Warren Miller, everything that you see, pond skimming.
Yes,
fun event. I mean, certain places, it's funny, like, I haven't seen great pond skimming, like, live. I've always seen it on TV, I've seen pictures, everything of, like, beautiful crystal blue waters, and people wearing these cool costumes, you know? and then there's the flip side, where I've seen, you know, mucky-ass water, people with some ghetto costumes, like, jumping into it. It doesn't look like as much fun, but it is still fun. It's the event, you know?
Have you ever done it before, the pond skimming?
I almost did it this year, but I'm glad I didn't commit to it. If I commit, I'm going all in, but that's on my bucket list.
I like it.
I have to dress up too.
Yeah. But yeah, the pond skimming is a big one. Yeah, costumes, like you mentioned, that always makes it a little bit more fun. And there's always usually a good competition a lot of mountains have.
Tons of competitions, right? It's like, yeah. So I've seen bumps, right? What else? Slalom, right? And a lot of it's like amateur, just sign up for it and you can compete. So it's kind of like, hey, I could be a an unsung amateur hero kind of.
That's true.
King of the Mountain, because
it's like being an '80s movie hero.
Yeah, I mean, I think you get a trophy for a lot of these things. You get like recognition. You get like, you know, sometimes you get a trophy in a bar or a picture in a bar. It's kind of cool.
Yeah, it's kind of cool. Those are the big ones. I know some places even, I guess they would still do it. I guess it would be considered a spring event. They do like a triathlon, like a mini triathlon.
Oh, you were saying that.
Where they have, you start with skiing. Instead of swimming, you'll ski and down a particular signature run. Then they'll have biking and running. So it's like their own version of a triathlon, which is kind of cool.
Yeah, that's fat biking, because fat biking I've seen all over the place, and I so want to try that thing.
Fat biking looks like a lot of fun, yeah.
I mean, I bike in the summer, but it would be great to bike in the winter too, somewhat.
Yeah, the problem is when it's good conditions for fat biking, you'd rather be skiing.
Well, since I don't like spring skiing that much, it might be fat bike season. I don't know.
It could be fat bike season.
Could be. Yeah. I'm going to have to try it. I'm going to have to try it one of these. If anybody has tried fat bike and has pointers or likes or dislikes, please, like, send us an email, hit us up on Facebook or Twitter, because I'd really like to hear about it.
Yeah, please, hit us up.
I'm very interested in that.
At Ski Bum Podcast on Twitter, Highfalutin Ski Bum at Facebook, and skibumpodcast@gmail.com to send us your fat biking stories. Other things they have, beer festivals, always a big one at ski events.
Loves beer festivals.
You know, ski resorts.
We had one of the best that I think it was last year at Mount Snow.
Mm-hmm.
Now, all right, I know people out west are like in Mount Snow, a little area, but I tell you, this was a perfect day, and I think we had the perfect beer festival experience that day.
Yeah, we had, it was in April, and there was fresh snow on the ground, perfect conditions.
It was cold too, right?
It was cold. It was probably 30, 35 degrees.
That's nice. And then you finish the day, and what happened? You finish, and the festival's right there? The
festival was right there.
It was pretty awesome.
Yeah. So those are always a lot of fun.
There's other mountains that have had that. I know. And then we were just looking online a little while ago, and I think I've seen, you know, everything from film festivals, beer festivals, chocolate festivals, balloon festival, like everything going on. It's like different parts of the country. It's like everybody's happy for spring anyway. And then if you love skiing and you love, you know, everybody likes the summer and spring or whatever, it's kind of like a nice time.
It's like a big culmination of, you know, graduating almost from winter to spring. You know, let's have a big blowout party. Yeah. Reggae Fest is a big one too. A lot of different places. Yeah.
I agree, man.
Which I don't know how many skiing folk like reggae, but somehow it just works. It's one of those things, I think you don't have to really like reggae. It's nice background music. I don't know.
It's that chill atmosphere, like you're just hanging out.
Maybe that's it, yeah.
Had a good ski season, getting ready for the summer and the spring. It's nice.
Get ready to go to Jamaica, go on vacation.
Yaman.
Yeah, Yaman.
Yeah, Yaman.
Yeah, cool. Any other spring skiing odds or ends you want to talk about?
Well, another thing I noticed, too, is concerts. Concerts and performances, man. I mean, you go to every bar in and around the ski areas, a lot more, like, you know, uptick in the level of concerts and performers that are out. Some areas do like full blown concerts with some of these events, you know.
Oh, nice. Yeah, that's true.
You got big see a lot sponsors and yeah. Pretty good stuff.
Yeah. So yeah, there is a lot of, while the skiing conditions aren't ideal, they're still fun to be had at the mountains and off the mountains, around the mountains. You know, we kind of went over some stuff. If you guys have any other information, any other things that, you know, you can think about that you like about spring skiing, please hit us up. Let us know. I mentioned it 5 times already. You know how to hit us up.
So what's your favorite about spring skiing? If you had to pick one favorite thing, what would it be?
I don't have a favorite thing. And, you know, it's really, to me, spring skiing is about reminiscing about the year you had. Think about your favorite places you went, your favorite runs, your best days. That's almost like, it's like a graduation. It's like a wrap up. You think about your highlights. That to me is all I can muster up for spring skiing.
Yeah, I think I like the planning for next season. I'm always looking ahead. Mm-hmm. I enjoy what I do in the present.
Don't look back.
I don't look back.
Always look ahead.
I like reminiscing, but
always look ahead.
I'm present and ahead. I like being like where I'm at, hanging out. But I always like saying like, all right, where would I want to put myself next year? So is it going to be, you know, what big trip am I going to take? What house am I going to do? Like, just planning and getting together. Because I think you got to do a little bit of work in the off season just to center yourself and align yourself with other people if you're going to hang out. You know, that's kind of the thing.
Yeah, and all of your experiences are still fresh in your head that you just had. So it's definitely good to do it at that time.
Yeah. Because things change in the summer.
They do.
You start with the holidays, you start with the summer break and the beach. Everybody's going to the beach and it's easy to lose sight. I don't lose sight of the winter.
That's what we do here at this podcast. We focus on skiing year round.
I could be biking the whole time I'm biking. I'm thinking about the winter. I wish I was skiing right now.
With every pump of these legs, I'm going to be doing better on the moguls.
That's right.
That's what you're thinking on those hill climbs.
Pounding the moguls.
That's right. All right, so I guess that pretty much wraps up spring skiing, huh?
I think that does. I mean,
go out, try it, have fun, go skim some ponds and go to some festivals and experience it. You may love it, you know?
I do like the fact that people that don't like skiing in the brutal cold at least get out. It's kind of nice to see.
You know? Yeah.
All right, so you want to go around the horn?
Let's go around the horn.
Around the horn is just the two of us. So
it's a small horn.
It's not around the horn. It's kind of back and forth. Kind of
across the horn.
Across the horn.
Yeah. Do you want to start? Go ahead. What do you got? Right.
So what's been on my mind lately is now, you know, I'm a big summer biker, so I'm kind of road biking. So I'm getting the bike ready, doing little upgrades, getting the team together, trying to look out for sponsors. Been reaching out to, you know, Dogfish Head, Telluride Brewing Company, Captain Lawrence. I mean, these are all people that we've talked to in the past. Anybody else wants to sponsor us, you let me know. I mean, I'll take any sponsor.
Any sponsor.
Tito's Bail Bonds is good.
Tito's Bail Bonds.
But, you know, outside of that, just like, you know, getting my crew for the summer together and also just starting to plan for the next winter. I mean, that's kind of what's on my mind now. I'm actually looking for, like, where are the good places to ski next year. Like, deals and, like, can I book something now? Like, I'm actually that level.
And that's something we'll probably have on as a future podcast topic, you know. Thinking about the summer, during the summertime, you know, planning how to get ready for the, you know, next season, how to choose where you're going to go. But,
I got to work out. Damn.
Got to work out. That's right, son. You got to work those quads.
I almost forgot about it.
Work those glutes. Anything else? Or
no, that's really it for me. Now that you mentioned that, I got to actually start figuring out what I'm doing for training and working out. That could be a whole other podcast.
Another podcast, too. We're really teasing the hell out of you guys today.
Yeah,
Stop it.
Got to come out with some exercise recommendations for myself. I mean, that's.
Yeah, you know what? I could actually. That would be great to talk about. Just having some, you know, some things that you can do in the summertime. Get ready.
We're a lot better with your exercise and eating regimen. I'm kind of a off again, on again. Like I eat really well and exercise really well, and I just kind of go, you know, fall off the wagon and just don't work out. Play Xbox, you know.
But you can admit that, and that's the first step to improving.
I admit that. My name is Mario, and I'm a non-workout junkie.
Hi, Mario. We're here for you here.
How about you?
Me? I just sent out a couple of tweets today on our @SkiBum podcast account. I saw that they are currently working on a Hot Dog the Movie remake.
Oh,
are you kidding me?
I heard it's not really the debatable, but it does come up in conversation while skiing. Is Hot Dog the Movie the best ski movie or not? I don't think you'll ever come out with a clear answer, but it's up there. Let's just say it's top.
It has its merits, that's for sure. But yeah,
tuck tuck.
There was an article on
Sunny Side Up and Sunny Side Down and Sunny Side All the Way Around. Love that part. Dude was such a douche.
Yeah, I saw it on Teton tweeted it out today. Teton Gravity Research, you guys know them. About that, I guess the original writer is trying to come up with, you know, a remake of it with a little more, you know.
He should crowdfund it. I would do that.
I don't think he even needs to.
He wanted to do it so I could be part of it. Yeah. That'd be awesome.
So, you know, if there's any cameos, you need some couple of idiots from Jersey, I mean, we'll be happy to be in the movie.
Oh, we could like do our podcast in the movie.
Come on, you want to keep that'd it topical? Awesome. 2015 it. We can do this.
Promote that for free on this podcast. Like every Hot Dog the Movie 2, guys got to go watch it.
Well, I don't know if it's gonna be a 2 or like a. This is the new Hot Dog the Movie. You know,
I want to see you say I'm going to do a triple tuck tuck.
Yeah.
That's
so
awesome.
That's going to be happening, it looks like, which is cool. And then another thing I tweeted out today, and again, I don't know the details of it, where it happened. There's a video of a guy on a ski lift, and all of a sudden, a tree falls down while he's on the lift. Like, he's on the lift, and it fell a few chairs in front of him.
It didn't take down the lift, though.
No, you just see this tree just fall onto the lines. And
wow.
Yeah, it's really, really funky. If you
That's
go to
gotta be a little scary, huh?
Yeah, go to our Twitter, check it out. It's really kind of scary. I mean, I don't know, I'd be terrified because you think that tree is going to snap the line and you're just going to go flying.
And I thought the bobcat getting the shark today that was posted.
Oh, how cool was that?
That was awesome. I love bobcats. Have you ever seen one up close?
It's in Florida too, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Dude took a picture walking on the beach.
Yeah.
You'd be kidding me.
Yeah, if you haven't seen this, go online and search for bobcat gets shark or bobcat, you know, catches shark.
I said the thing jumped in, grabbed the shark, and pulled it out.
That is a gangster cat.
And the dude didn't run away. He's like taking a picture of it. Oh, yeah. Sorry. I love excitement and everything. I love seeing the photo, but I'm not going to take that photo.
My thing is, like, what kind of cat goes in the water?
That's a badass cat.
That is a gangster cat. So
he will take down a human, I tell you that.
Yeah. Well, if I was the guy with the phone, I'd be like, is that cat going to drop the shark and get me?
Probably. Probably.
Because, I mean, you know he wasn't fast.
Here, kitty. I mean, what would you do?
The cat caught a shark in the water.
That's badass. He went outside of your element. He's a water element to a...
He went into... That's like going into the shark's house.
Earth element to a water element. Just jumped on him and took him out.
That's like if that guy from the Suge Knight video went to Suge Knight's house and ran him over with a truck.
Oh! While he's sitting in his house.
While he's in his house. This cat went into that shark's house, the ocean, and just yanked him out of it.
Badass cat.
Gangster cat.
Like that.
The Genghis Khan of cats.
Love that.
Yeah. So... Check out our Twitter. I'm gonna post that also, the photo of the bobcat getting the shark, because you people need to see that, and it is awesome. And that's all I got. Again,
I gotta say, you think about better stuff than I do. I'm just kind of just wandering around and stuff.
You probably work hard at work. I need to be inspired creatively at work, so I have to go out and find these sources of entertainment. So
it's nice.
I do that.
Well, that's why I hang out with you, to get that, you know, entertainment factor out.
That's why I'm here. That's what I do. So I guess that pretty much wraps up the podcast, huh? Any other last little bits?
So one last bit is I just got a text from somebody that he just got a propane stove and he wants to make Jaeger tea and hot drinks at spring skiing event this weekend.
Wow.
I don't know if it's going to happen, but I like the text. That's pretty nice.
I like it, but Jaeger tea is really not a spring skiing beverage. That is a hardcore wintertime beverage.
Exactly.
If it's 60 degrees out, why are you drinking Jaeger tea?
Exactly. Just drink a beer.
If it's 6 degrees out.
Or one.
Well, what we want. 6 degrees.
Or bourbon.
You're drinking Jaeger tea. It's not actually bourbon. It's actually a rye whiskey.
Or Moscow Mules.
Moscow Mules.
Tell you right. Maybe we'll go skydiving this summer.
Skydiving?
We're going to have to see. We'll live through the podcast, and you'll see if we do skydiving. Maybe, I'm thinking squirrel suit.
You're thinking squirrel suit. I like it. We may also just sit home and do nothing and just watch Red Bull TV all day long.
That could be.
That's a possibility as well.
That could be.
You guys will find out, because you're going to stick with us, because you love us and we love you. So thank you very much for tuning in. Mario, is that it?
That's it. Love all you guys. And
yeah, thank you again so much for listening. Again, find us at soundcloud.com/highfalutin-skibum. Facebook, Highfalutin Ski Bum. Twitter, @ Ski Bum Podcast. And skibumpodcast@gmail.com.
Boom.
So until next week, thank you guys. We love you.
Peace.